25 before the hour, morning air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. So you've worked hard all year long. Here we are in the summertime. It's time to give yourself a break. You have some fun, maybe reconnect with family and friends. So how can you take those opportunities to kick back and have fun to strengthen your relationship with your friends, with your family? Could you do two things at the same time? Emily Jaminet is going to show us how. She's got solutions today, a Catholic author, speaker, wife and mom of seven kids, the co-author of the award-winning book, Divine Mercy for Moms, and her brand new book, The Friendship Project, published by Ave Maria Press. Emily, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning to you. Thank you for having me on this morning.
With seven children, how do you have time to strengthen relationships, reconnect with family and friends, because you've got your own party going on there right under your roof?
That's a great way to put it. Oh my gosh, you're right. I mean, and sometimes we can say, I don't have time for relationships, and that's exactly the point we need to pause and reconsider what just flew out of our mouth. Because no matter if you have a small family, a large family, a booming career, or you're in the state of retirement, you need to have authentic relationships in your life so that we can have a community of people that we can rely on, people that we can share some good laughs, and people that we can pray with. So as the school year has passed, for many of us, we're looking towards the summer and having these goals. And I really hope that as you set goals, you put relationships at the very top of your priorities. We live in a culture where we are experiencing this plague of loneliness, and we continue to hear about that in the news. They say that, you know, people on average have less friends than ever before. So this is a time of reclaiming these authentic relationships. Now, before we talk about that, I just need to highlight that before we focus on our friends and our relationships, we need to always begin our day in prayer. We need to develop a prayer life and turn to prayer, because our Lord is constantly wanting to bring us dear friends, authentic relationships, healing in our hearts from people that have hurt us. So if we're not focusing on prayer, then we can't move forward. But if we are going to move forward, I have a couple practical strategies. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. The first is Friendship Friday. Now, I know we've talked a little bit about this on Morning Air, but the idea of focusing on friendships one day a week, choose just one day, and I think Friday is what better day, in saying, you know, am I praying for my friends? Am I serving my friends? Am I even continuing the relationship, building that relationship? So with Friendship Friday, you know, start with sending texts to possible people that have fallen off your radar, and schedule something on the calendar with people, especially in your faith community, by saying, you know, let's get together, let's have some, you know, meaningful moments, and, you know, incorporate the faith. So is it adoration and going out to dinner? Is it morning mass and coffee? Is it 5 minutes of spontaneous prayer intentions followed by, you know, a morning walk? Whatever that can be is really important. And Friendship Friday just gets it on your mind, saying it's Friday, who should I reach out to?
Emily Jaminet is giving us some solutions on how to strengthen your relationships during these summer months. Here on Morning Air, we were mentioning that you're going to be on today, and we were saying how your next backyard barbecue can turn into something that's both party and prayer. How do you do that?
Yes. So the other idea is a patio party and prayer. So that might sound a little intimidating to some of your listeners, but, you know, let me just break it down in a simple way.
Well, people usually pray when I cook, so, but I don't think you're talking about the same thing, right?
Well, sometimes I do, right? Lord, please don't let me burn the burgers. But, you know, open your home. That is a really important thing we could do, is open our homes to other people, provide some hospitality. I think because of Pinterest, people are very intimidated to let people see how you live. This past weekend, I had a graduation party of, you know, around 100 people, and that took a lot of just humility to say, this is how we live, this is who we are, and it was a wonderful time. So opening your doors and inviting some people over, you can do potluck style. We call it Holy Spirit style. Everybody brings a dish to share and gather around. And then, you know, share a prayer of, if it's, you know, definitely blessing the food, thanking the people for coming, thanking God for bringing the people here, you know, offering a heartfelt prayer in that blessing is very touching and in no way intimidating. And then also, you know, conclude the night with a decade of the rosary. Say, you know, let's just dedicate this evening to the Blessed Mother and all of our intentions. Offer a decade of the rosary. Offer a chaplet of Divine Mercy. Have something embedded in that prayer, and you're going to find that those relationships will be so much more rewarding and that they'll return and blossom and continue to grow into spiritual friendship.
You know, one of the things that I remember growing up, we had neighbors who were only neighbors for a couple of years, Catholic neighbors. And I remember I was about 11 or 12 years old, and there were a group of people on a Saturday night, and I thought, oh, they're having a picnic. No, they were doing Bible study. And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. It's the first time I saw Bible study around a picnic table in the backyard.
You know, and that brings up such a great point. The summertime is a wonderful time to come together in faith-sharing groups. I have done faith-sharing groups or had these prayer groups at public parks where the kids would play, and we'd gather and say the rosary. I'm still in a group like that. You know, there's also these wonderful book clubs that are taking place all across the country on the internet or, you know, in out of fruits of parishes, communities, you know, classrooms, you know, parents coming together. So these are really important opportunities. I know of two that are easy to jump into. That Man Is You is wonderful for your men's listeners to plug into those summer sessions. They're usually Saturday morning, early in the morning, and maybe you're not going to be heading off to the baseball field or the football field. Instead, you can have some fellowship with men in your parish. And the second I wanted to suggest is Women in the New Evangelization. Wine is their Ackerman, and they can be reached by CatholicVineyard.com. And they have a lot of these packaged summer study programs. Super easy. It has journals. It has the resources. And I'm honored that my most recent book has been picked as the summer book. It's called The Friendship Project. So it's a way to experience faith-filled friendship and grow in your love for Christ.
Emily and John, just a couple of, I think, pretty good examples from back in my younger adult days. We did something in the 80s with our church group. We all enjoyed youth group in church so much, but for 20s and 30-somethings, why not? This is when yuppies were becoming a thing. So our group was named the Yuppets, young urban professionals praising the Emmanuel together. That's what it stood for. And so, you know, a small group for people in their 20s and 30s. And then later on when we had kids, I suppose a lot of folks in their 30s, and at that time in the late 90s, Pogs had come back. They were like originally the thing that covered the milk bottle, but they were little collector deals. So Parents of God's Gifts was our group. And what we would do, we'd have it, I suppose, generally at our house, but we might have another five, six couples and their kids from church over, and then hire a babysitter to watch the kids for a half hour, 45 minutes or so downstairs and play with them. And then everybody would get together for treats afterwards, kids and adults. And those both developed friendships that lasted well beyond the kind of organized Bible study time.
I'm working on Amen. I got accordion, men, Emmanuel. I still have to work on the end, Glenn.
That is a great idea. And the fact is that it's oftentimes a lot more simple than we think, right? We think it needs to be very complicated, but gathering around scripture, prayer, faith sharing, you know, opportunities, authentic Catholic books is such a wonderful exchange. And the summertime, you know, is no better time to get that in your schedule.
And you know what? Put aside those differences. There's going to be family reunions and picnics, and you may see someone that is not your favorite relative. Go, because you never know how the Holy Spirit's going to work. Say, come, almost Holy Spirit, come to this barbecue. The Holy Spirit will be with you. He'll guide you through it. Don't worry.
You know,
go
right.
Have fun.
You are so right, because a lot of times we miss out on great opportunities because of small, you know, differences or hurts from the past. You know, if you get an invitation to a family reunion or a family gathering, extended family, or even creating your own family reunion opportunity, you know, be a planner, be a attendee, you know, seek out that these opportunities, because, you know, if we're working on our relationships, it's an important thing to evaluate where we stand with our family. So I wrote a post, and it was 10 tips for surviving and thriving during a family reunion. So that can be found at DivineMercyForMoms.com. But three of the things, you know, I wanted to share with that is, first, if you do go on a family vacation or an extended reunion, set time aside and attend Mass. You need those graces from our Lord. You know, if there's a church nearby, you know, try to make daily Mass. That's a great opportunity to start your day. Or, you know, definitely Sunday Mass. And invite all the extended family, even if they're not practicing their faith, to consider coming with you and sitting with your pew and welcoming the experience, even if they're not receiving communion at that time. But set that in your schedule. Another suggestion is, this is good for me with a large family, quality, not quantity. So a lot of times when we go on these family extensions, we can say, oh, I got to be there for every minute. Well, when you have children that are melting down or you're exhausted or you've just talked enough to fill the day, you know, think of quality, not quantity, and really feel good about the time you did spend. And, you know, when it's time to go, feel good about that too. And then another point is stay in touch throughout the year. This is something that as family, summer's a, you know, what better time to put a couple pictures in the mail, send a friendly text today, reach out to people in your life that could live on the other side of the country but still share your same last name.
Emily Jaminet's got solutions on how to strengthen your relationships during these summer months. We'll put those tips from DivineMercyForMoms.com up in our Morning Air Facebook page. And also, this would be a good time to get Emily's brand new book from Ave Maria Press called The Friendship Project as we head into the summer of 2018. Emily, thank you. God bless you. Talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.